Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, welcome to the Merlot Show. I am Melinda.
And I'm Marcella.
And I'm coming to you from Cross Plains, Tennessee.
And I'm coming to you from Lewisburg, Tennessee.
All right.
What's our show about tonight, Melinda?
It's a follow-up show about gay marriage. I thought you knew what the show was about. Oh, you wanted me to tell everybody else. Okay.
Well, I remembered it after you told me, but I've already had several glasses of wine, so I was kind of wondering what it was about.
Wake up.
Well, I'm awake. I just forgot. We were supposed to have a guest on our show tonight, and I want to thank Joey. It was Joey Umbles, and he was going to be here, but he has really bad headaches. If you know Joey, he has some problems anyway, medical, and he's a good guy, and I hope he gets to feeling better real soon.
Yeah,
you know, I did some talking. I talked to Joey, and I didn't know this, but he has been married.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He said they got married in Washington, D.C.
Hmm.
Yeah. And it didn't work out because his partner cheated on him. See, that happens in straight marriages just as well as gay. And his partner had to go all the way back to Washington, D.C. to get the divorce.
Yeah, because in some states, whether it's
we live in,
you have to divorce in the same state, or you have to live there or something, I believe.
Well, certain states, you have to live there a year before you can get a divorce.
Wow.
Just certain states, but not. But you know, here in Tennessee, it's not legal yet. They did pass in Alabama. It is. Now, when we talked 2 years ago about how many states it was legal to get married in, there was only 12 states that gay people could get married in. Now, there's 37 states and 13 that still ban same-sex marriage. So, and our state that we live in, Tennessee, it's not legal yet, so Joey and his partner had to go out of state to get married.
Well, Alabama is having a really uproar about, they passed it, but from what I understand, some of the offices there refused to marry people, or they closed it so they couldn't actually marry a gay couple. So, I think I read somewhere, I think this is in one of the news stories where about 20 of the 67 counties were actually allowed, gays and lesbians to wed on Monday. But by Friday, today, because this was the update on some news, the number jumped to at least 47 counties. So
well, it's supposed to be the whole state, and they are rebelling is what it is, because the people are out crying. Oh, I have some family that lives in Alabama, and bless her heart, she actually posted on Facebook how disappointed she was in everyone for, you know, making it such a big deal. It's their lives, she said, and she was tired of hearing it. And I was so proud of her for standing up for them. And you know, she's a married lady, and she has children, but she wants everybody to have their own rights and to have their own freedoms.
And you know, actually, you would think it might affect the economy in a way, because, first of all, businesses that cater to weddings would make more money, the florist. Of course, you know, you have to buy your business license, so, you know, that, not business, listen to me. It's a business, not a marriage.
Marriage license, yeah.
Oh, and the lawyers, when they get divorced, you know,
exactly.
They would make money.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of people that can make money off of this.
They make killings off the rest of us. They might as well, you know, get the rest of them.
I know. It's not fair.
I'm having a little problem understanding why everybody's so upset, you know, about it being legalized. But that's just me. And everybody has their opinions, and they're strong, evidently, especially being down here in the Bible Belt. I think that makes it a little rougher.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to add to the conversation, you know, if you're against it, you know, call in, you know, voice your opinion, or, you know, if you're for it, the number is 914-338-0788. Whenever you call, if you want to talk, you have to push the number 1, and then we'll put you on the line. But we have several callers on the line now, but we won't put you on line unless you do push that 1. Okay. Now, back to the cheating.
Joey's
we watch
so
this show called Cheaters. We watch this show called Cheaters, and I had some questions for Joey tonight, and I hate that he feels bad and wasn't able to, you know, be on here tonight, but I wanted to ask, you know, how he would feel if his partner cheated on him with another woman.
The same way
you know?
You would feel if your husband cheated on you with another man.
With another man. I know, because yeah. The reason I, because like I said,
would that make it worse for you?
I would be more surprised and shocked. I would be like, probably, wow, boy, I had that one wrong. And my judgment's way off. I thought I knew him better. You know, you would be upset because, you know, I would think it would be both ways. You would be upset because you would think that, because that's happened on Cheaters both
yeah.
ways. There's, you know, there's been like a, maybe a couple of people that were gay and they found their partner with someone else that, say, I think one time it was two guys. And the guy thought his boyfriend was cheating on him. Well, he found him with another woman instead of another man. Uh-huh. You know, and so he was just in shock. And then it's been like a man and woman, and the man finds his wife with another woman.
Uh-huh.
Well, the man, this is, so here's the kicker here. The man uh-huh. is upset, but then he's like, after the show's all done and they interview him, he's like, well, you know, men always have this fantasy about having two women.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's kind of weird. It's just odd how men think. And here's the other question I would have asked Joey. I would have asked some odd questions tonight.
You have a lot, don't you?
Okay. You know, my husband has a man cave, okay? If
mm-hmm.
two guys got married, which they
mm-hmm.
did, and they were looking at houses, because we watch House Hunters also. We watch some odd shows.
You know what, yeah, I was going to say, you watch some interesting shows.
But, you know, would there be a need for if two guys bought a house, you know, and they were married, and they got a man, and that one of them wanted a man cave. I mean, they wanted a man cave. It really wouldn't be it would be called like a living room or a great room or, because
no,
both of them are men.
It doesn't matter. It'd still be his man cave, not the other one.
Not
it
the
would
other
be
one. So it could be,
person.
It could possibly be that one
yeah,
wanted his own space.
Why do you think your husband wants a man cave? To get away from you.
To have
not that he don't love you. Well, you know, sometimes that's the way, you know, in both kinds of marriages, I'm sure. One's a little bit more.
You need your
more
away time. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That was my question, but, you know. So did you have any questions for him? We'll answer them ourselves.
Yeah. I don't know as if I've really got any questions. Most of mine have already, you know me, I've already asked them personally.
Yeah.
Everything I want to know, I come right out and ask. That's why they're afraid to even tell me anything, but don't tell me if you don't want me to ask.
You know, I did do some research on gay marriage, you know, what's going on right now with, mm-hmm. You know, the different states and that sort of thing. And I come across this one website, Common Dreams.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I went to the website, the first words that pop up was, "Oh, Lord, save Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. Hell, make it the whole South. Amen." And I'm like, what?
You're kidding me.
No. And I'll read you the first couple of sentences. It says, "Poor Dixie."
Poor
Dixie. "Heads are exploding across the South. Make its way across a God-fearing landscape." You know, that's okay. I'm going into the conversation of, you know, why a lot of people are against. Why they
well, originally,
think, you know,
yes. They'll always quote religion being the reason, but you know, here in Tennessee, it made national news that a pastor at Grace Point Church in Franklin is supporting gay marriages. He had talked to his church, and he thought, just like I do, because when we went to Sunday school, what's the first thing we learned? God is love. And so no matter what.
He loves everybody, right. Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be like him, and that's love everybody and be tolerant. And so evidently this pastor had thought about it, and he's, you know, accepting, and he's inviting them all to come, which, of course, now he lost a few, you know, people who were going to the church because they don't believe
that
way.
Who doesn't want to love everybody?
Exactly. And
okay.
That's what gets me is it's because it's supposed to be good, God-fearing people who are against it. Well, if you're God-fearing, then quit judging, because isn't that his job, not ours? And
exactly.
So, yeah. And so I looked up some stuff on there while I was looking up about, I read that article again about the pastor. And by the way, if it wasn't so far for me to go, I wouldn't mind going to this guy's church. I love the way he thinks. He tries to be what God thinks he should be, not what he and his, you know, people thinks he should be. But anyway, I was looking up, and in the ancient world, there was eunuchs. I know you've heard of them when we were in Sunday school. But they were widely associated with homosexuality, and a self-avowed eunuch was welcomed into an early church in the Bible, and it was based on his faith in Jesus Christ. So, I mean, it tells of this, and then afterwards, after I read it, there was this little story about a grasshopper who goes to a bar and says, "I'd like a drink, please," and the bartender says, "What'll it be?" And he says, "I don't know, what do you suggest?" And so the bartender, being funny, says, "You may not know it, but we have a drink named after you." And at this, you know, the grasshopper grins and says, "Well, in that case, I'll have a Stewart." And you see, the bartender was unable to see past the grasshopper's type to think he might have a name or a family or a life beyond, you know, just being a grasshopper. So in that way, many Christians see gays and lesbians and bisexuals the same way. They find out somebody's gay, and automatically above their forehead it's flashing, "Gay, gay, gay," you know. But God sees people differently. He looks past, you know, because if you're fat or you're skinny or you're black or you're white, God doesn't see that. He sees the core of that person, the good and the bad, you know, whatever it is. And Apostle Peter says, God shows no partiality, and that's Acts 10:34, in case anybody wants to look it up. But the grace of God is available to gay people on the same basis it is on all humans. And I think that's what it all was about. And I thought, well, you know, they want to worship God just like everybody else. What makes them so different? What makes people just bug out over it? Just flips me out. Well, I'm through preaching my sermon for the night.
Oh.
I said yeah, I wasn't going to do that, didn't I?
Actually, you are a preacher.
So
I
when
about
becomes,
that.
When it becomes legalized, I would be up for doing a gay marriage ceremony.
I was going to say, you're ordained. You're actually ordained over the internet.
Actually,
you are ordained, and you have actually married people before, so.
Oh, yeah.
That's what my question to you was going to be. Would you, you know, I know the answer, but would you marry gay people?
Only on one in one instance, and that would be if they really truly loved each other. That's the only reason I would ever marry
anybody.
So
you know what I thought you was going to say? Well, it's not that I'm against, you know, people that are gay getting married. It's just that I'm not gay, so I don't know that I would be marrying a gay person. See, I thought you were going to say that.
No, that's okay.
A gay person.
I actually married our cousin to her husband, so. Hey, I married my cousin.
You married your cousin. Yeah, that sounds backwoods. Oh, my goodness. But, yes, a lot has changed. And how many years has
two
it been?
Years.
2 years.
It's
since
been
we talked about
years.
It last. Yeah.
Yeah. And the only states that do not allow it is, a lot of them are Southern, Arkansas, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, South Dakota, Ohio, Tennessee, Texas, and Nebraska.
What's that, 13 states?
It's 13 states.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. And in Tennessee, they're supposed to be doing let's say, an anti-marriage recognition constitutional amendment is supposed to be voted on in the spring of this year. And then the Supreme Court, though, of the United States has ruled that there will be a special ruling of the Circuit Court of Appeals about the freedom to marry in Tennessee and the other states. And it will take place. Let's see, the case will be heard in April, and the ruling is expected in June of this year. And it could bring the freedom to marry nationwide for sure then, because nobody really want to mess it with that Supreme Court.
Yeah, and you know, it just seems like there a lot of times it's bullying. You know, as far
yeah.
as, hey, you believe the way I believe, because, you know, even though there are like, I don't know how many different religions, and none of them, you know, agree on how they interpret, you know, the Bible. And that's
exactly.
their stance there is the Bible. And everybody interprets it differently. And it's like, you believe the way I believe, or, you know, we're not passing this law. I mean, it's just not, bottom line, it's not going through. But you know what? It is. It's going to.
Yeah.
Because I read somewhere that, I think it's in Tennessee here, that, and I don't have the article up, but so don't quote me, but I think it's up to, when they did a poll, I think it was like now it's, around 49% were for gay marriage in Tennessee, but
mm-hmm.
when they did the poll and it was for people under 30 years old, when they did it, it was like 79% of those people
yeah.
Were yeah. So you know, no big deal. If they want to get married, let them get married.
Well, actually,
so, what I'm saying is whether it's this year, next year, whatever, you know, it's
yeah.
going to pass because,
it's
you know,
happen.
Younger people,
yeah.
mm-hmm, it'll go through.
Well, actually, on our last show, we had a caller call in and said it might not happen today or tomorrow, but
mm-hmm.
in the future, this very soon, this is going to happen. And he's right. It's happening. It's getting closer and closer. I mean, man, you hit Alabama, you're right next door to us, so it's coming, whether they want it or they don't. And to be honest, that I have never understood how the government could tell you who you can and can't marry. Just like I said in the other show, there used to be a law against marrying blacks and whites. I mean, you weren't allowed to marry.
A lot of the articles that I read were comparing this to civil rights movement.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there it was a big deal, you know, of course, in Birmingham. And
yeah.
It's just.
Oh, and people will take on, and when it passed, just like it did in Alabama, there will be people threatening it. And I mean, it's a hate crime when people call queers and faggots and, you know, all those ugly, nasty words, just
mm-hmm.
like when they did the N-word for the blacks. Yeah, there's always going to be those hate crimes and the uglies. And I guess it's up to people like us to laugh at them and say, damn, you're dumb.
I don't understand. I mean, what is it to people? What does it matter? What does it matter if other people get married? I don't understand the reasoning behind it. But anyway, I won't get off my high horse. And
are you really? Be careful getting down from there.
I will go back to the realistic things like.
Well, you don't think it was realistic?
Oh, yeah, that's very realistic. But I'm talking everyday to day issues like women that are gay, you know, they'd probably have to have more space in the bathroom you got to have more places for your makeup and women's stuff.
Ooh, closet space.
Closet space versus guys. Well, some guys wear makeup, but which they do. But so they may take up even more than women. Who knows? It all depends on the individual.
Can you imagine the fight? I mean, you know, women tend to be drama queens, but actually in my house,
I know a lot of guys that are drama queens.
I was going to say, but that's what I was going to say. Y'all don't tell him, but he's a drama queen. Hey, we got a call coming in.
Okay, put him out.
All right. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Do y'all not watch Modern Family?
We do watch
Modern Family.
Okay. Yeah.
They have a gay guy, two gay guys on there, and they make the show. And the little girl that they adopted, and everything.
Mm-hmm. I love that show. One of the guys is... In real life, is actually gay, and the other one's not. But you on the show, you can't tell which is which unless you knew. Do you know which one is and which one's not in real life? I do. I'll tell you.
Which one? Okay, you will tell me which
there's
one.
There's a redhead, and then there's a heavier set guy. Do you know which one
is? The fat guy. I say it's
you think
the fat guy.
You think he's the one that's really gay?
Yeah.
No, it's the opposite.
Because the other one.
Yeah, it's the opposite,
So it really
is good
the one. So it is the one that's really more gayish on the show. He's the one who's gay.
No, the bigger guy is straight, and the redhead guy is actually gay
so
in real life.
Because I can say he acts it really good on there.
Mhm.
So I thought that's why I wasn't gonna say him because I figured he just was a good actress. On it. Because, he was more feminine.
Caller,
you know.
Can I ask you something?
Because he was more feminine. That's what I'm saying, you know. Because, you know, there's a feminine one and non-feminine one.
Caller, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you gay?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but I have a lot of gay friends.
Do you really? Do they have problems with the public accepting them?
The two gay friends in high school, they dated girls just where their parents wouldn't know.
I've heard of that, yeah. And Joey actually told me that he did that to satisfy his parents and everybody else.
And stuff. And, you know, I think people should accept people who they are, no matter who they are.
Actually, you know, there's been a lot of people have actually been married and then divorced. I mean, they have kids, divorced, and then, you know, come out. But I know this one guy that my husband worked with, he had been married. He has grandkids, actually. But, I mean, he didn't come out till he was, like, pretty old. He was pretty old when he came out. And
I just wonder if
he knew.
You know.
See, I'd like to interview him, but, I mean, I don't know where he lives now. But it's like... When do you know? That would be a question. When do you know?
Well, actually, I think they always know. It's whether they know whether it's
and
safe to come
it.
Out.
Yeah,
yeah and be accepted. And
okay,
you worry
about
your family loving you.
What about adopting kids? People have an issue with that.
Yeah, I'm sure
they
do.
What about adopting kids?
A gay couple. Oh,
you mean if a gay couple adopts kids? Yeah. There's
you
a lot of kids that need
kids?
Homes. I mean, I don't get the...
Well,
a lot
I think
of people
premise
that are straight that don't need kids for that matter.
Right,
I think the premise is that the fighters will say that somebody gay doesn't need to be raising children. They'll make them gay. Well, hey, most of them came from straight parents anyway. They turned out gay. But children need homes, and so there's not a problem there. I think... that they should adopt if that's what they want, and they're sure that's what they want.
Yeah, because like I said, there's a lot of kids that need homes, and there's
a lot of
people
straight
that have
people
kids
that
don't
need
kids.
Them. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And had them naturally.
Yeah.
Caller, anything else you want to add?
No, that was all. I just remember that show, and I knew she
was
talking about
Well, thanks for sharing. I'd forgotten about that, yeah.
Well, thank you for calling
in. All right, thanks. Yeah, I think there's a lot of, as far as TV, I mean, I don't think people even think twice about seeing a gay couple anymore on TV. I mean, I don't think about it. But
do you remember when Ellen DeGeneres came out on her show? It was a big deal, and they canceled her show, I think.
They did.
And now it's nothing. Everybody, you know, they don't know.
Everybody loves Ellen now. She's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's good. I think she's got a good heart.
Yeah, yeah.
And what gets me, and I really do regret that Joey couldn't be with us, because next week's show is going to be about exes, and now he's got an ex, and we could have talked about a little bit what our show's going to be about
next week.
Exactly.
We're going to talk about exes next week.
See, everybody's got an ex of some kind.
Yeah.
Even if you've been married forever and ever and ever and ever like me, I still got an ex. I have ex-sister-in-laws, ex, you know, people that I love. So, yeah.
You could have an ex-friend. Yeah, we'll get into all the exes next week. But,
yeah.
I know one time my husband and I were at a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I only have 60 seconds to tell this. I'll try to speed it up real quick. But we went down to the bar at the hotel, and
mm-hmm.
there were several gay people there. And I think one of them was hitting on me, and Trey says, "No, they weren't." I said, "Yes, they were." He goes, "No, they weren't." I said, "Well, it hurt my feelings." No, I'm just kidding. I don't think she was.
You think she really was hitting on you?
I've just said that to him, aggravated.
Actually, it would make me feel good.
Yeah.
You know,
but she really wasn't, so it didn't matter. But we're out of time.
Oh, my goodness. We always run out of time. Anyway, y'all join us next week.
We'll talk about our exes after we talk about our husbands on the show. We may have exes next week. All right. Good night. Bye.
Good night, everybody. Bye.